All right, diving in today, and get this, we're going back in time. Back to the internet's past, but also kind of not.
Yeah, we're talking about online communities, how they handle conflict, all that. And you sent in questions about this. Turns out BBSSs are the perfect case study.
BBSS. Like those things from what, the 80s? People still use those.
Oh yeah, some are still kicking. Dovenet, that's one we found. They had quite the story. Prove some things never change no matter how the internet evolves.
So this Dovenet, it's like a digital time capsule then. Everyone's super polite, using dial-up modems, arguing over, like, floppy disk formats.
Not quite. This is going to be good, actually. Think of it as a microcosm, right? Even in this niche community, people talking tech, there's still drama.
Okay, so walk me through this. What kind of drama are we talking about on the digital equivalent of a vintage car rally?
So, picture this. Someone needs help with a service script. Now, this is just a little program that runs on the BBS, automates tasks, nothing crazy.
Right, pretty standard stuff, I'd imagine.
Exactly. But here's where it goes off the rails. Eat Chicken, that's their username, chimes in with a suggestion. Helpful, right? Well, Deuce, another user, pops in with a correction, even drops a link to the code repository as proof. Mic drop moment, right?
Oh, I sense some ego clashing here. The internet never changes.
You got it. And Deuce's signature, that's what throws fuel on the fire. Like
Yeah.
they say, the internet is forever.
Oh boy, what did the signature say? Was it like, Deuce, master of service scripts, destroyer of noob suggestions?
Even better, MRO is an idiot. Please ignore him. We keep hoping he'll go away. Talk about a digital burn.
Whoa, okay, so clearly some bad blood there. But who is MRO, and what did he do to deserve this?
Ah, well, MRO doesn't stay silent for long. Instead of addressing the code, he goes straight for the jugular, and I quote, "Your wife has a dick nose."
Okay, well, that escalated quickly. You know, for a tech forum about BBSS, that's oddly specific. Like, where does that even come from?
Right. Talk about a non sequitur. But on a serious note, this is textbook toxic behavior. It's personal, it's bizarre, and it's meant to provoke.
And completely unhelpful in a conversation about service scripts, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
So how does Deuce respond? Does he fire back with another insult?
Surprisingly, no. Deuce takes the high road, but he doesn't let MRO off the hook. He basically says, "Imagine my sadness coming back to find the community dying, and you're still here driving people away."
Oof. So he calls out MRO's behavior and its impact on the entire community. That's got to sting more than a personal insult.
It's a smart tactic, honestly. By not stooping to MRO's level, Deuce comes across as the bigger person and rallies support against MRO. And guess what? It works.
Let me guess. Another user jumps in to back up Deuce.
You got it. KK4QBN chimes in and confirms Deuce's accusations. Apparently, MRO has a reputation for this kind of behavior and has chased others away.
Wow. So it's like a whole history of bad behavior coming to light. It really makes you think about how online communities deal with these kinds of repeat offenders.
Exactly. And KK4QBN brings up a crucial point. He's worried that newcomers will see this kind of toxic behavior and think it's normal for the community.
It's like that broken windows theory, right? One crack in the facade and the whole place starts to crumble.
Precisely. And then the question becomes, whose responsibility is it to fix it? Should individuals be expected to police each other? Or does the platform, in this case, the BBS itself, need to step in with moderation?
It's a tough question with no easy answers, but I have to ask, what happened next? Did MRO apologize? Did he get banned?
Well, that's the thing. The source material ends by saying this was just a typical day on DevNet.
Oh, wow. So it's like a never-ending cycle of drama. So MRO is just a permanent fixture, always stirring the pot.
It really makes you wonder, is this the inevitable fate of all online communities? No matter how much technology advances, will there always be that one person, that MRO, who thrives on chaos and disrupts any attempt at meaningful discussion?
That's a pretty sobering thought. And it makes you appreciate the communities that do manage to stay positive and productive online. So what can we do? How can we, as individuals, help create and foster those positive online spaces?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And it's something we all have to think about. Next time you encounter an MRO in your own digital circles, how will you react?
It's a good question to consider. We all have a role to play in shaping the online world we want to be a part of.